The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. I've been walking with the Bioness L300 Go for about 8 months, so it's time to update everyone on how things are going. The L300 Go is a functional electrical stimulator. It helps counter my foot drop. MS has damaged the nerve that carries the message that should tell my left ankle to flex upward and lift my toes as I walk. The L300 Go senses when my left leg starts to move forward, and through a cuff strap below my knee, it sends a low-intensity electrical pulse to the nerve, ordering my ankle to flex up and lift my toes. The Go is an upgraded version of the original L300. I started using that original device back in October 2012. Shortly before the Go became available in 2017, I gave it a test walk. But I didn't want to spend $4,000 on the trade-in cost to buy one. The L300 isn't covered by most commercial insurance policies, Medicare or Medicaid, and I didn't think its benefit was worth the cost. But last December, because Bioness was phasing out support for the older L300 unit, I tried the Go again. This time I decided to bite the financial bullet and upgrade. The best thing about the L300 Go is that it doesn't require a sensor in my shoe like the older model. That means I can easily change shoes and still use the cuff, or even use it while I'm barefoot. The lack of this sensor, however, also means there's a little relearning curve. With a sensor, the electrical pulse would fire as I lifted pressure off my heel. Without the sensor, the pulse reacts to leg movement rather than heel pressure, so the pulse seems to begin later and last longer. I also need to walk a step or two until the unit's three-axis gyroscope and accelerometer learn what my leg is doing. The folks at Bioness say this allows the unit to adjust for different walking speeds and surfaces, but I'm not sure that it really does. The Go, like the original L300, also is inconsistent. Its placement on the leg must be just right, and after using one for nearly 8 years, I'm still not sure where to put it each time I strap it on. Sometimes I have to try two or three spots. My leg also has to be clean, and it can't have any kind of lotion or soap residue on it. The electrodes seem to be very sensitive about skin conductivity. What do other people think? Earlier this month, a reader with secondary progressive MS who knows I use the L300 asked my opinion of it. She'd been testing one, and she says she can't use it for more than 2 hours because it overstimulates her leg. Changing the type of electrodes and having the unit's intensity adjusted several times hasn't helped. She's not sure the device is worth spending upwards of $5,500. Coincidentally, a few days ago, a 74-year-old reader in Belgium also sent a note. His reaction was different. He says he can't be without it. He says he uses it to walk distances greater than 50 meters. I fall in the middle of these two opinions. I used my original L300 frequently when I first got it, but less as my MS progressed. When I got the L300 Go, I also used it a lot. If I went to a restaurant, for example, I used it to walk from my parking spot rather than riding my scooter. Since last March, COVID-19 has made my trips anywhere few and far between. It hasn't been worth it to fuss with the cuff on most days. I know I can walk better using my L300 Go. When I do a 25-foot walk test for my neurologist, I walk significantly faster when I use the cuff. If I can walk faster and use less energy, I should probably use the cuff more. Maybe, if the world ever returns to normal, I will.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.